Where am I? He couldn't remember a thing. In the darkness, he stared for a moment, reaching for past memories, but he couldn't answer any of the basic questions pertaining to who he was or why he was in such a dark place. A cold draft brought a shiver to his fuzzy frame as he pulled back a black banana peel draped across his chest. Something isn't right, he thought, regaining control of his aching hands. He opened and closed his black, beady eyes, searching for answers to questions beyond his reach. This haze was deeper than normal. Bringing a hand up, he touched his round face of butterscotch-colored fur. His fingers ran to the sides of his head, feeling tattered ears. What am I? Next, he squeezed a sturdy jawline that gave him a fierce appearance. He kept his mouth closed in a thin, straight line as he took in a deep breath. Then a sudden rush of pain made him raise his paw to a large bump on his forehead. Clambering up, the soft animal realized he was in a large metal box. The tarnished steel of the walls gave him the creeps. A strange neon light bled through uneven spaces above, giving a shadowy green illumination. Sour trash filled the space. This is disgusting, he thought. He wished he could remember how he arrived in such a nasty place. This confusion left him fearful and covered in static bumps. All at once, the rotten smell forced him to scrunch his button nose. It was then that he realized he had woken up in an enormous dumpster. He wanted to reach up and push open the lid, but he couldn't stretch far enough. His muscles ached and his fuzzy body felt bruised. As his eyes adjusted, he saw long shadows stretched across the littered space. Fear and panic poked at his blank mind. He kicked away a can of something unpleasant as he shuffled backward, sinking deeper amongst the rubbish. What happened? Shaking his head, he couldn't get a stable grasp on reality. Why can't I remember? Then an abrupt shudder beneath him promised to suck him down into the depths of the waste. Something was underneath him. He lurched himself onto a plastic container as if it were a small island in the middle of the sea. He didn't want to think about what caused such a powerful shift below. Hello, he called out, curiosity in his voice. A slow, churning growl echoed in his ears. I have to get out of here, he thought, balancing himself against another heavy shift beneath. He desperately scanned the decaying food and moldy leftovers for something he could use to climb out of the dumpster. A chill shot up his spine as he tossed wrappers, cartons, and newspapers aside. Nothing, he thought. Frustrated, he threw up his hands. Was it a monster or was it something else that lurked beneath? He wasn't sure, and right now he wondered if it was any safer outside of the dumpster. Could a friend be near? He didn't know if he had friends. He still didn't know who or what he was and why he was in a dumpster.